Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Pat Ferguson, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm reading from the New International Version. Our first passage is Exodus 22, and we'll be reading selected passages 1 through 6, 16 through 22, and 28 through 31. Verse 1, whoever steals an ox or sheep and slaughters it or sells it must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If a thief is caught breaking in at night and is struck a fatal blow, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed. But if it happens after sunrise, the defender is guilty of bloodshed. Anyone who steals must certainly make restitution. But if they have nothing, they must be sold to pay for their theft. If the stolen animal is found alive in their possession, whether ox or donkey or sheep, they must pay back double. If anyone grazes their livestock in a field or vineyard and lets them stray, and they graze in someone else's field, the offender must make restitution from the best of their own field or vineyard. If a fire breaks out and spreads into the thorn bushes so that it burns shocks of grain or standing grain or the whole field, the one who started the fire must make restitution. Now we'll be reading verses 16 through 22. If a man seduces a virgin who is not pledged to be married and sleeps with her, he must pay the bride price, and she shall be his wife. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he must still pay the bride price for virgins. Do not allow a sorceress to live. Anyone who has sexual relations with an animal is to be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to any god other than the Lord must be destroyed. Do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless. If you do, and they cry out to me, I will certainly hear their cry. My anger will be aroused, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives will become widows and your children fatherless. Now we'll be reading from Exodus 22, 28 through 31. Do not blaspheme God or curse the ruler of your people. Do not hold back offerings from your granaries or your vats. You must give me the firstborn of your sons. Do the same with your cattle and your sheep. Let them stay with their mothers for 7 days, but give them to me on the 8th day. You are to be my holy people, so do not eat the meat of an animal born by wild beasts. Throw it to the dogs. Now we'll be reading from Psalm 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings. They shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, and the Lord is on his holy throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. On the wicked he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. In reading the Scriptures, I see a correlation between the Psalm in which verse 4 says, the Lord is in his holy temple, and the Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. When I think about the fact that we don't live under the law, and yet in Exodus 22, it states a lot of guidelines for living with one another. And yet, even today, even though we don't live under the law because of Jesus, I still feel that we should learn to respect and care about other people and their property and their family. because so much of the world now is an upheaval because we don't respect one another. Now, will you pray with me? Lord, as we study your word and let our hearts listen, we know that we need to be more aware of the concerns of our fellow citizens and our fellow Christians, that we are not islands, we are a community in which we should show God's love, because he will judge us one day for our lack of concern and loving acts of kindness. I pray that you will bless us as a church, as a family of God, that we will always look outward and inward to meet the needs of those who are struggling and seeking to find your love. In thy name I ask it.